from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to huddle up.
Bring it in close! Bring it in close!
The latest NFL news, rumors, reports, and happenings
with In the Huddle on the Morning Shift.
The Brandon Ayuk talks roll on, and before we get to some of the sound from Kyle Shanahan and Christian McCaffrey, it looks like, you know, talks stall with some teams and they pick up with others, and it sounds like he's the one doing most of the negotiating, but how good of a player is Brandon Ayuk? Is he being put in the right category? Because I know he's great, but is he great outside of Kyle Shanahan's offense?
I think the better question would be, is he great when he's not playing opposite Deebo Samuel, Greg Kittle, Christian McCaffrey, and Brock Purdy, who's been able to deliver it to him, along with Kyle Shanahan's system and the Shanahan philosophy. Look, I think he's a very good player. Very good. I think he's a top 10 receiver? He had a year last year, number-wise, you could say. But I don't know if I could not only give up all this value, but then pay this guy this top-tier money when I don't know what he's going to be without the rest.
Yeah. Well, let's hear from Kyle Shanahan. He had some interesting things to say about not ruling it out just yet.
There's a scenario for everything. So I don't want to rule anything out.
And if you traded Brandon, you see a scenario where you're better because of that?
I mean, Brandon's a great player. So it's real hard to be better when you lose a great player. So we got to look into anything. We got to understand the situation we're in, what that looks like. And that does take time. So hopefully it'll all work out best for him and best for us in the long run.
Now, reports is that he has been brooding around the facility because he's a hold-in, Allie. So he's there, but he's not doing anything.
I love the term.
Brooding.
First off, what is brooding? I think I know, but like, how does one appear brooding? I'm just confused.
That's how Bo shows up to work at least twice a week. Brooding. I mean, that's how.
Howdy.
He's
upset?
Not a morning person, Allie.
No, he's not. He's not. I'm curious because I've been seeing, it feels like over the last few weeks, the same headline keeps coming in, like highest paid this, highest paid that. Is this just a recent trend, or am I paying attention more? What's happening?
Well, I think what you're seeing is the cap numbers continue to rise, and they will continue to rise every year. You got the TV contracts, and they go up by 10%, and so it just is what it is. As the numbers continue to go, guys get paid higher and higher, and that's kind of where – it's a great point because where it comes from for me is like, does he deserve to be paid as a top five wide receiver and some of the numbers being thrown out there? I don't know.
I mean, he had a year. He's produced. But I don't know if, to your point, I don't know what he is without that. It's also something that it's a more than a 2-3 year deal, normally 4 or 5 years. Some of them are 3. But it's also future money. Like, this year, you're just turning his money into guaranteed money, and it's not his salary. He's going to get it all in one lump sum, and it doesn't count against your cap, so it's a good question. The next year, he might be, but by the time you get to next season, When you get to September, what, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, whatever the opening day is next season, the reality is he'll be like the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th highest paid.
It's the Kirk Cousins deal. You're like $45 million, and you start looking at some of the contracts of Jordan Love, and you're like, okay, that's actually not that bad. Did Christian McCaffrey, though, is this deal done for him? Well, listen real close.
Obviously, as a former teammate, or, you know, teammate of his in general, any teammate that you have, you love, you respect them, you want the best for them. As far as the business side of this game goes, it's always difficult, and so I stay out of it completely. You know, that's way above my pay grade, and I just try to focus on what I can do every single day. But obviously, we always wish the best for any of our teammates, whether they're here or not. Obviously, we hope he's here. It's a tough part of the business.
Allie, you hear that little hiccup in his voice?
I heard it. Humans are not designed to lie, and he
obviously,
did not lie.
As a former teammate, or, you know.
Boy, he reversed course real quick. It's a former
teammate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.